From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is vowing unwavering support for earthquake-devastated Haiti.
I have directed my administration to respond with a swift, coordinated, and aggressive effort to save lives.
The United States is sending search and rescue teams and disaster experts to Haiti to help quake victims. United Nations personnel are among the missing, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says a U.S. embassy official in Port-au-Prince went to the airport today and said it's in better shape than expected, so relief supplies can start flowing in.
The tarmac appears to be in good shape. The tower is still standing. There were some reports overnight the tower had collapsed. That's not true. The personnel at the airport reported the lights are working, so it looks like the airport is available.
He says nearly all of the U.S. embassy personnel have been accounted for and embassy housing made it through the earthquake. The U.N. headquarters, on the other hand, collapsed, trapping many personnel in the rubble. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
The United Nations says among those unaccounted for is the chief of the U.N. peacekeeping mission in Haiti. Haitian President René Préval, meanwhile, says the scene in Port-au-Prince is unimaginable. And in his first interview since the massive earthquake struck yesterday, he tells the Miami Herald that his country is destroyed and that he believes thousands of people are dead. A group of key Wall Street executives are on Capitol Hill. They're appearing before a congressionally appointed commission investigating the causes of the financial collapse. As the first public hearing opened this morning, the commission's chairman, Phil Angelides, pledged a full and fair inquiry.
We're after the truth, the hard facts, because it's our job to provide an unbiased accounting of the actions that led to devastating economic consequences for so many American families.
Angelides is a former Democratic treasurer of California. He said Americans have a right to be furious about big bonuses banks paid out after getting billions in taxpayer bailout money. Executives from Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley are testifying. President Obama appears ready to announce a new fee on the country's biggest financial firms. The move is an effort to recoup as much as $120 billion in Wall Street bailout money. An announcement is expected tomorrow. This afternoon, Mr. Obama is scheduled to tour a job training center in Maryland and deliver remarks on clean energy jobs. He'll be highlighting a new White House estimate showing his economic stimulus plan has so far created or saved up to 2 million jobs. The analysis is part of the administration's quarterly report to Congress on the controversial $787 billion package of spending and tax cuts. From Washington, this is NPR News. Yemen says its security forces have killed a suspected al-Qaeda operative and have arrested four other suspects in the mountains south of the capital. An ambush, meanwhile, killed two security men and wounded four more. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Sana'a.
Yemen State News Agency quoted the governor of the remote Shabwa province as saying that the home of a local al-Qaeda cell leader was surrounded by security forces and that he was killed in an exchange of gunfire. Elsewhere in the rest of Shabwa province, seen as a gathering place for al-Qaeda and other militants in Yemen, security forces were ambushed, the news agency reported. Yemen began stepping up its efforts against al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula last month, shortly before the group claimed responsibility for the failed Christmas bomb attempt on a U.S. passenger jet. The remote mountainous region of Yemen is inaccessible, so the government's reports are impossible to independently confirm. According to the Shabwa governor, the slain militant was on a list of wanted al-Qaeda operatives. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Sana'a.
President Obama met with congressional Democratic leaders this morning to hammer out details for a final health care overhaul bill. Among other things, Democratic officials say negotiators may drop a House-approved requirement for large businesses to provide health coverage for their workers. Democrats are hoping the session will help narrow differences between the House and Senate. New York Senator Charles Schumer is pushing for a ban on the toxic heavy metal cadmium from children's jewelry. He's set to offer details of his proposal today in Rochester, New York. Schumer is reacting to an Associated Press investigation that found high levels of cadmium in bracelets and charms imported from China. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.